Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
So yesterday we were talking about hairstyles.
And all the weird and crazy hairstyles and colors Pat has had.
I have had a lot of colors, anything from black. Actually, really black doesn't look good. It's like I'm wearing a cat on my head. It just doesn't look natural.
But I do want to see you in black hair.
I'll find a picture sometime. However, mainly we were talking about a discussion between Tiffany, who has a new haircut, and Erin, who wants one.
Tiffany has an amazing stylist with excellent skills.
Yeah, and Erin's bangs, which is the bits at the front, are too long, and she doesn't know what style to have.
She thinks about a perm, but Tiffany says her hair looks better straight.
So, Tiffany suggests a bob cut, that's the short one, instead.
Mm-hmm. They agree to go to the hair salon and ask Tiffany's stylist for his opinion.
Yep, let's see what happens when they get there by reading through the second part of the article.
Reading.
Erin's trip to the salon. Erin talks with the stylist at the salon. I want to try something different with my hair.
Have you looked at our catalog? There are many styles to choose from.
Wow, this ombre hair trend is so pretty.
That's our most popular hairstyle, but it won't work for you. You've got damaged hair.
Are you serious? My life is ruined.
Don't worry. We can fix it. But you shouldn't dye your hair or thin it out now.
What do you recommend?
Let's give you a shoulder-length cut. It's easy to keep. Plus, your hair will grow back healthy and beautiful.
Let's try that then. How should I style it, though?
Avoid using heat on your hair, so you don't damage it more. Letting it air dry and wearing it straight will look great.
Okay, I trust you. Let's give it a go. Erin sits down and the stylist starts cutting her hair.
So part two of the article begins by saying, Erin talks with the stylist at the salon.
She says, I want to try something different with my hair.
Yeah, something cool, something new. And the stylist says, have you looked at our catalog? Now, a catalog is usually some kind of book, though, of course, these days we'll be able to find online catalogs as well. And the book shows pictures and gives a bit of information about every product the company sells. So you might have a catalog of houses, in a real estate agent, something like that, for example. There's shops which you pick things out of the catalogs and then order them. So at the shop or online. In a hair salon or another kind of place like that, a catalog will have all the pictures and styles that a stylist might be able to give you. So you can just point to one of them and say, I want mine like that. Yeah, which is what I used to do when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
We go to the hairdresser's place and point at one of the handsome guys up on the wall and say, make me look like that.
Then you don't have to think too much about what we want to have, right?
Yeah, or if we don't know the right words to say for the different hairstyles. So remember, guys, if you're not sure if you're in a foreign country, you want a haircut, you can always use a picture, use a catalog, and just say, this one.
Yeah, this one. Catalog 是目录、行录。那有的时候呢，你会看到这个字的字尾多出 UE 这两个字母 catalog， 念法和意思都一样，不改变哦。So the stylist also says there are many styles to choose from.
Before we move on, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your hair cut in a different country?
No, never.
No, okay. Now, that was one of the things for me. I found that really hard when I first came to Taiwan.
I know. I heard some friends talking about that.
Yeah, because, you know, people who style hair don't often speak lots of English. And so unless someone came with me, I had to do a lot of guessing, pointing.
Did you show them pictures you want?
I should have. I didn't. I've had a few strange haircuts because, you know, we had to try and figure it out. Sometimes it was a little bit shorter than I wanted or who knows. Anyway,
it's now you have a certain stylist that you go to?
Yeah, and now I know a few more words in Chinese
so I can explain it
a bit more. Uh-huh. Okay, or I take my wife with me to...
Oh, she can explain it for you.
Kind of explain stuff, yeah. But yeah, having a haircut in a different country is a surprising adventure. So you should try it out. Anyway, back to the article. Erin looks at the catalogue and says, wow, this ombre hair trend is so pretty. Now, I had to look this up, but ombre, O-M-B-R-E, ombre hair, is a hair that goes from one color to another. It comes from the French word ombre, which means shaded, and goes from kind of darker near the roots to lighter mm-hmm. at the tips.
Ombre 这个字呢来自法文哦，是所谓的渐变法。什么是渐变法呢？听起来很厉害，对不对？也就是头发的颜色从 darker 比较深到 lighter 比较浅。I've always wanted this kind of hair color, but、mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to do it. It's been a trend since about 2000.
Oh, there we go. So a trend, T-R-E-N-D, trend is a fashion or the direction in which something is going. And what we mean is that ombre hair has been popular since around 2000. Some famous people, singers, I think, got this style. Mm-hmm. They got this trend. The trend started and lots of ordinary people followed that trend and got ombre hair too.
Right. Trend 就是趋势潮流。I know one of the trends now is for more natural look with less makeup on. 现在呢其中一项流行的就是妆容要自然一点不要画得太浓。在 trend 的字尾加上 Y 就会变成 trendy 这个形容词时髦的跟上流行的 Lots of young people like to wear trendy clothes 很多年轻人呢喜欢穿时髦的衣服 Anyways, I think Erin would look good with ombre hair Pat, before we move on, let me ask you a question
Sure
Do you know any new trends now?
I don't know about new trends, but I certainly have noticed over the past few years that a lot more guys mm-hmm. are wearing beards.
Oh, 很多男士会留胡子。
It's been about 3-4 years, but they're a lot more common.
In Taiwan?
And only with foreigners, really, but mm-hmm. the last couple of times I went back to the UK, mm-hmm. I definitely noticed a lot more guys with beards.
Oh.
There you go. So, yeah, Erin probably would look good with ombre mm-hmm. hair, you're right.But there's a problem. The stylist says, that's our most popular hairstyle, but it won't work for you.
Ta-da!
So here we're using the verb work, W-O-R-K, to mean be successful. If something doesn't work, it's not going to happen. Okay, he's saying the style doesn't work, it won't suit Erin, it's not possible for her to get it.We could also say, this plan won't work, meaning it won't be successful. If we say, this look doesn't work for you, it means you don't look good in those clothes or in that style, it doesn't really suit you.
Right. Work 在这边呢、哦、不当工作解释而是成功有效的意思。如果一件事或方法会成功你可以说 it will work. 当然如果不会成功 it won't work. Just like what the stylist tells Erin, the stylist also tells Erin why ombre hair won't work for her. She says, you've got damaged hair.
Oh, that's not good.So here we're going to look at the verb damage, D-A-M-A-G-E, damage, which in the article we've kind of turned it into the adjective damaged to describe Erin's hair. To damage something is to hurt it, break it, or affect it in some way so it doesn't work properly or at all. So damaged hair usually means the ends are splitting, or it just means the hair in general is not very strong.
Just like mine.
Oh.
Damage 是动词损伤的意思。那过去式和过去分词只要在字尾加上 D 变成 damaged。文章中呢就是将过去分词当作形容词来用。用来形容呢 Aaron 的头发是受损的。Actually, this is very bad news for Aaron and for all the girls who hear a stylist say, hey, your hair is damaged.
Yeah.
Aaron then says,Are you serious? My life is ruined!
Well, if you ruin something, you spoil it, you damage it, or you do something else so bad that it's no longer good, it no longer works, it's not going to make anyone happy. If you ruin a meal, no one can eat it. If you ruin someone's day, you make it sad. Now, Erin says her whole life is ruined because she has damaged hair.And now, maybe, okay, she just thinks I might as well jump in the ocean.
What?
Because there's nothing to live for. Nothing will ever be good again.
有这么夸张吗
?Yes.
Ruin, 这个动词是毁坏的意思。Aaron 说我的人生毁了。可是会不会太夸张一点 ?I think both you...And Aaron are being a bit 夸张、mm. which means to really and ridiculously exaggerate something and make it sound bigger, better, crazier, etc.
Yeah.
Than it really is.
Exactly. If you are Kwajang, you're kind of just over the top. It's something small, you're turning it into something big and crazy.
My life is ruined, I'm going to jump into the sea.
Yep, that is it. Okay, so, and maybe Aaron is taking this a bit too seriously, and the stylist says, don't worry, we can fix it, but you shouldn't dye your hair now or thin it out. Here we see the verb fix, F-I-X, fix, which means to repair something or at least make a bad situation better. If your computer breaks, you get an engineer to fix it for you. If you have a big fight with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you need to fix the problem. Here, the stylist says she can fix Erin's damaged hair. Maybe she gets a special shampoo or something she washes it with to make it good again.
Right, and that's good news. 还好发型师会帮她解决这件事。To fix something 有两个解释哦。第一个，你可以是拿工具修理东西。这里的 fix 就会等于 repair, like fix a car, repair a car, fix a machine, repair a machine. 那第二个 ，fix 可以当做解决。To fix a problem means to solve a problem.解决问题 So the stylist was well fix the problem for Aaron But until that happens Aaron can't dye her hair or thin it out
So here dye D-Y-E Dye means to change the color of something permanently with chemicals We usually talk about it for changing our hair color Or for dyeing clothesNow, to thin something out means they kind of cut part of it away so it's not so thick, okay? There's a bit less of it. And with hair, it means they kind of cut some away but leave the rest. So it doesn't look like any is missing. It just doesn't look so thick.
Right.Dye 这个字呢它是动词可以是染发啦或是染布料的动作。I want to dye my hair...Again,、我想要再去染我的头发或者是你可以说 I want to get my hair dyed again.、You know what color I'm going to dye my hair?
I have blue.
I'm going to dye it red.
Oh, cool.
But I don't like to thin it out. 我不喜欢打薄 because I don't have much hair now already.
Oh.
Thin 在这里当作动词来使用 To thin something out 代表是使东西啦像头发稀疏 Thin out 也可以当作减少的意思 After the rush hour The traffic will thin out 尖峰时段过了车流量就会减少
Okay, so no hombre So Aaron then asks What do you recommend?To recommend something is similar to suggest something, the word we looked at yesterday. If you recommend something, you say, you tell someone what you think is good, either because you've heard good things about it or you have experience of it.
Recommend 这个动词是建议、介绍或是推荐。那文章中呢，它指的是建议 ，suggest。My doctor recommended I sleep for 8 hours a day. 我的医生建议我一天睡八个小时。我当然也可以说 ，My doctor suggested I sleep for 8 hours a day. All right, here's what the stylist recommends. The stylist says, let's give you a shorter length cut.
So there we saw the word length, L-E-N-G-T-H, length, and that's the noun form we use when talking about how long something is. Something's length is the distance from one end to the other, and it's always the largest side, okay? So arm, here's my arm, the length is that, okay, because that's the longest one, okay? By shoulder length, we mean Erin's hair would be long enough to touch her shoulders.
So Erin's hair is not going to be long, not short, it's going to be shorter length. 及肩的长度。那我们看到 length 是名词长度，那宽度呢，我们说 width。
Mm-hmm.
那高度呢是 height, 它们都是名词哦。Why is shorter length hair good for Erin? The stylist explains it by saying, it's easy to keep,Plus, your hair will grow back healthy and beautiful.
Fantastic. Erin likes this idea. She says, let's try that then. And then she asks, how should I style it though? So here we're using the word style as a verb, meaning how do I arrange my hair? What do I do with it? What do I put on it? How do I wear it? For example, I style my hair just with some wax and I just push it up at the front. Simple.
Mm-hmm.只有用发蜡来 style your hair, right? Style, 我们刚刚说到是名词风格啊，在这边是当动词来用，是做造型的意思。How should Erin style her shorter length hair? It might not be so simple for her, though.
Yeah, so we have to see what the stylist says once again. She says, avoid using heat on your hair.So you don't damage it more.
Oh, I have to learn from that.
Yeah, so avoid, A-V-O-I-D, avoid, means to keep away from something、
mm-hmm.
or stop yourself from doing something. We use the V-I-N-G form of the verb. So like the article, we say avoid using. We could also say avoid stopping, avoid going, avoid eating, and so on. We can also just use a noun after avoid. For example, I want to avoid the traffic in the middle of the city.
Avoid 这个动词是避免。第一个，它后面可以加上名词。You want to avoid the traffic in the middle of the city.、
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want to avoid the people on the MRT, so I take a taxi.
Yeah.
有的时候呢，我想避免捷运上面的人群，所以我就选择搭计程车。再来第二个。Avoid 后面要装动词的时候，记得把动词改成动名词的形式哦。课文中我们用到 avoid using, 避免使用。For example, you should avoid driving when it's the rush hour. 尖峰时段你应该要避免开车。Let's get back to Erin and the stylist.Erin has to avoid using heat, 热气, so she can't use a hairdryer.
Yeah.
吹风机就不能用了。
I guess not. The stylist adds, letting it air dry and wearing it straight will look great. So to air dry means you basically just let your hair dry naturally without using a dryer.The stylist also used wear in a different way. The way you wear your hair means the way you style it and how long it is. For example, I wear mine short, whereas Elsie wears hers long and kind of tied a little bit at the back.
Yeah, I like to wear it short though,、
ah.
since it's too hot in Taiwan. Wear 在这边呢不是指穿衣服哦，它指的是呢把头发梳成某一种发型。You can wear it long, wear it short, wear it shorter length, wear it straight, wavy or curly. Erin has to remember to let it air dry, 让风自然的把它吹干。
Yep, and after hearing all of this, Erin says, okay, I trust you. Let's give it a go.The phrase give something a go is today's shortcut for you. So let's find out what it means and how to use it by watching this short video.
Shortcut for you.
This is my favorite game here.
A shooting game?
Yep. It's a lot of fun.Do you want to play together?
I don't know.
Just give it a go.
Give it a go? I don't have anything to give.
To give something a go means to try something, especially if it's your first time.
I get it. Give something a go is 试试看.
Bingo. Go ahead. Give it a go.
Okay, but I'm not sure I can do it.
Whoa, you're good.
Really? I want to give more games a go now.
No problem. Yeah, that one over there is good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, Mario Kart.
So the last thing we see in the article says, Erin sits down and the stylist starts cutting her hair.
Yeah, and that means it's now time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so the question, what is one hairstyle you would never get and why? Elsie, over to you.
I would never get a bob.
Why?
I don't have much hair, so I want to make my hair look long and more.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to cut it that short.
Okay.
Another reason is that my shoulders are wide.Wide. Yeah. I need my long hair to help cover my shoulders.
Never noticed that.
But what about you?
There's nothing I wouldn't get.
Oh,
yep.
So you want to get anything
Like I was saying yesterday, with my theatre background and being different things, I would try anything once.
Okay.
Just to see how I look with it. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't.
So can you dye your hair back to black?
Black hair, probably I wouldn't get that again. It just looks so strange. I mean, I would do it if I needed to, but I'd tell people first, it doesn't look right. Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for watching us. Join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Erin's trip to the salon. Erin talks with the stylist at the salon.I want to try something different with my hair.
Have you looked at our catalog? There are many styles to choose from.
Wow, this ombre hair trend is so pretty.
That's our most popular hairstyle. But it won't work for you. You've got damaged hair.
Are you serious? My life is ruined.
Don't worry, we can fix it.But you shouldn't dye your hair or thin it out now.
What do you recommend?
Let's give you a shoulder length cut. It's easy to keep. Plus, your hair will grow back healthy and beautiful.
Let's try that then. How should I style it, though?
Avoid using heat on your hair so you don't damage it more. Letting it air dry and wearing it straight.Will look great.
Okay, I trust you. Let's give it a go. Erin sits down and the stylist starts cutting her hair.
Vocabulary review.
Trend.The latest summer trend is bright colors and bold patterns. Damage. A motorcycle hit my car this morning and damaged it. I need to get it repaired now. Fix. How can we fix the situation? Length. This store sells many knee-length skirts and shorts.Avoid. The doctor said I should avoid using my smartphone before bed, or I could have trouble sleeping.